Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ah, here we go. Here's some food inspiration for this weekend. The lovely Gretchen Lowe of gretchenlowe.co.nz is along with a great, simple, one-pan recipe for the whānau. Kia ora, Gretchen.
Kia ora, Susanna. How are you?
I'm really looking forward to this conversation and this recipe. I've had a sneak peek, so I don't want to get in the way of you explaining what we need to do. But before we go any further, how are you?
I'm good. It's school holidays at the moment. I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, so I've been entertaining my little ones with lots of baking and bike riding, and we're heading to Matakana this weekend, and I'm writing a cookbook at the moment. So lots and lots of testing, and I've got my little helpers there to help me try out things, so that's really exciting. We're always in the kitchen and finding out entertainment there, which is really lovely.
Because kitchens are such a great place to learn, and I think all of us have different memories, of course, of creaming the butter and the sugar. Not that we're going down a baking road today.
We're doing savoury baking today, but my first cooking was baking, and I started baking at, I was about 7 years of age. I used to make little pink lamingtons for mum and dad's dinner parties and help my grandmother bake. And yes, another thing I love about this time of the year, I love the seasons. You know, I love the produce that comes in autumn, like feijoas, and what's just come in, a beautiful Satsuma mandarin. So I thought with those and a few other ingredients, I'd whip up a one-pan salmon dish. And it's with smashed potatoes. Who doesn't love those, right?
Delicious.
A romesco sauce and the Satsuma mandarins. And it's all whipped together in under 30 minutes. And it's a complete meal. And you could serve it on a weeknight. You could serve it to the table with guests. So I'll talk first about... So first we're going to create a romesco crust. And that is like a Mediterranean dip. It's a bit of a staple in our kitchen with sun-dried tomatoes and jarred peppers. So it's all just whipped into a food processor with almonds. It's typically made with almonds. I occasionally use hazelnuts if I want it to be a bit sweeter. Then it's got red wine vinegar and paprika. And it's one of those rich, complex dishes that make it seem like you've been working for hours in the kitchen, but it's just a real hack that, you know, you add it all, just pantry ingredients to a food processor, and you have something really beautiful. So I make this sauce most weeks. I just store it in the fridge. You could equally use store-bought sun-dried tomatoes, pesto for your crust as well, and add a hint of paprika if you're short on time or ingredients. And this romesco is great on crackers, and it's also great with any seafood or beef or chicken. And then the other key ingredient to the salmon is these beautiful mandarins. They add a burst of flavour, and they kind of cut through the richness of the romesco and the salmon, and you're going to roast them all in the one pan. With a one-pan meal, a lot of people think you just put it all in a pan and shove it in the oven, but you really want to get the best out of your ingredients, so you need to add them at intermittent intervals. So with this, it's adding them at two different intervals, and you're still saving on dishes and time, but you really want the potatoes crispy and the salmon meltingly tender, and that's not all going to happen in this one long time frame. So you're going to make your romesco sauce. So you're going to put a jar of red peppers, some sun-dried tomatoes, roasted almonds, garlic, red wine vinegar, and paprika into a food processor, and just blitz that with a little bit of sea salt, and then with the motor running, add the olive oil. Then just set that aside, and then you're going to turn your oven to 200 degrees and line a roasting pan with baking paper. And I get about 600 grams. I use the small potatoes. You can just literally tip them into the roasting pan. They don't need cutting or scrubbing or anything like that. If there are some larger ones, maybe just slice them down the middle because you want them all to be a similar size to cook it. cook at the same time. And then you're going to place them in the pan with some olive oil and salt and pepper. And you want to roast them till they're just fork tender and that's not quite cooked through. And that's about 25 to 30 minutes. And then you're going to crush them with the base of a mug or a potato masher. So you're removing it from the oven, sorry. Now you're going to add the salmon. So you want to turn the oven up to 220. You want it nice and hot, so it's going to sear the salmon. So once you've crushed those potatoes, the par-cooked potatoes, you're going to drizzle some more oil on top, lay the salmon over the top with the romesco sauce over the salmon. So often while the potatoes are doing their first part of the cooking, I'll prepare the salmon. So I'll tip the romesco sauce over the top and just have it ready to pop on and then slice the mandarins in half. So you're going to pop the salmon onto your squashed potatoes with the mandarins just kind of tucked in the side. And then you're going to cook it for 12 to about 14 minutes. You want the salmon just nice and opaque. And I find with a hot, hot oven, it just really crusts the outside of the salmon, finishes off the potatoes, and it's still nice and meltingly tender. So remove it from the oven after about 12 to 14 minutes, and you can carefully serve it to the table on a board in that pan. I use a set of tongs and just squeeze the mandarin juice all over the salmon. And then I like to serve it with a little bit of creme fraiche, herbs, fresh chilies, any other adornments that you want. And it's a complete meal. It comes together pretty effortlessly and it's great for a weeknight or even, you know, it's special enough if you've got guests coming over. It looks like you've made a big effort.
It's so delicious, and I just didn't want to say anything while you were taking us through those steps. And also, just to let listeners know, you can find a copy of this recipe on rnz.co.nz/afternoons, just so in case people are like, oh, what was that? What was that?
Yes,
and Gretchen,
yes.
Thank you for also pointing out, yes, it is one pan, but these ingredients are layered and there are those adjustments that are happening in there.
And that's the secret to the success of a one-pan meal.
And you could just feel so empowered. I wouldn't consider that I'm a very confident cook, but I really like working with one pan because you really do feel that you can extend your skill base very gently and you've really got something delicious to show for it. Now, I wanted to ask you, Gretchen, when it comes to the use of nuts, can this still work if there is a nut allergy?
Absolutely. You can leave the nuts out altogether. Roasted pumpkin seeds work beautifully as well in place of almonds or hazelnuts. So, yeah, absolutely. Just have a play with what you like. And the main flavours are the peppers and the sun-dried tomatoes. And the rest is just a little bit more bulk. But you could use breadcrumbs if you like as well, regular or gluten-free, and they'll just kind of crisp up in that hot oven as well.
And of course, just to finish, to reiterate the celebration of Satsuma mandarins included.
I know. They're not just for lunch boxes. They're amazing with salmon. They're just beautiful. They've just got that hint of sweetness that lemons and limes don't have. I just love using them in cooking at this time of the year.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. Wonderful.
So welcome.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, you too.
That's Gretchen Lowe. Wasn't that delicious? I know, I'm going to give it a go.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.